Sermon, Are We Doers of His Word? Auckland, New Zealand, February 9, 1893. John 14, verse 12 to 18. Now we have the rich promises of God in His Word, if we shall keep the truth. Verse 15. Then the promise is, Ask in His name, and He will give it us. Precious promise. If we do not keep God's commandments, we are not His children. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy strength. Mark 12, verse 30. John 14, verse 21, hath the light upon his commandments. Verses 22, 23 to 27. Brethren, do we keep the commandments of God? Are we doers of his word? John 14, verse 21. What a wonderful statement that is. Are we cherishing the precious spirit of love? How stands the case with us? As I have loved you. John 13, verse 34. How much? I laid aside my crown that I might come to the earth, that humanity might touch humanity. Love one another as Christ has loved us. If we do this, the world will know that we are of Christ. Love as Christ has loved us. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Verse 35. John 15, verse 12 to 17. We want you to see that professing to keep commandments of God is not an evidence that we keep them. Love to God and love to our neighbor is required. Talking of ourselves and making ourselves a center, we lose hold upon Jesus Christ. We feel intensely upon this subject. John 17, verse 19, 20. Here is their work. The argument is in the last clause of verse 21, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. What is that glory? Character. Changed from glory to glory, from character to character. We become assimilated to Christ. The glory which God has given him, He has given to His disciples.